Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. But first, given that this is my first share with you, I want to tell you a little bit about me and why you should listen to what I have to say. I believe that we have plenty of outliers that have done and are doing incredible things that sometimes it is hard to relate to them, or simply many of us do not aspire to such lives, but rather aspire to life that makes us happy, like genuinely happy. And for that, I do not believe that we must be millionaires or be packed with material things. Yes, they are important, but they are not the essence of true joy and freedom. For me, what is the essence of joy, happiness, and freedom is doing the things we love and doing it with those we love as much as we possibly can. So this week, I just want to share my thoughts on the mind and what it has done for me. I am in my 30s now, married and with three beautiful children who mean the world to me. My life since the beginning was not easy, and it still isn't, but I consider myself fortunate and I live life happy, like genuinely happy. The reason I say this is simple. Ever since I can remember, I've truly believed in that old cliche of, if life is meant to be, it is up to me, no one else. I have owned every thought, decision, action, process, the results that came, and ultimately, I have owned my life. If something went wrong in my life, my fault. If something went good in my life, my fault. I don't believe in excuses, and I believe in focusing on what I can control and make an impact on. The rest, I let it be. I let it go, or in my own words, I get over it. I am not rich in financial terms. However, I consider myself financially set for what I consider a great life for my family and me. My health is in great shape. I have a very stable and growing career, and in the process of growing as a person, personally and professionally, and moving into the next stage of my life, but at my pace. I decided to start this journey initially to walk everyone through my life, my challenges, my pains, and my gains, in hopes that a community of like-minded people would be created in which we can empower each other and help each other grow by simply creating dialogue of life's everyday, not struggles, but opportunities to grow. But it turned into something much bigger as I realized that what we need today in life is to first believe that we have full control over our minds, and that with that belief comes major power over our lives, our needs, and our desires. But it first starts with the full commitment to owning it. By that I mean owning your life and everything that comes with it. This last part of owning your life and everything that comes with it is the hardest part for many people, as it forces you to stop being the victim and owning where you are, regardless of if you are happy with your current state of life or not. I invite you to join me and many that have decided to own it, your mind, your life story. My mission is simple, to empower people to own their thoughts, actions, process, results, and therefore their life, and to ultimately go from thoughts to taking action over what they want. I will write, record, and publish sometimes about my own life story, and other times my thoughts and topics or ideas that circle my mind at least once a week. Sometimes the entry will be a short one, and at other times a bit longer, but I promise you this, I write and speak from the heart and from a perspective of a fighter and from someone that has been there, not just read about it. Please know one thing, that everything I write or talk about, I do so from a point of lived experience, not just theory or something I grabbed from another article or blog. I have lived a very enduring and roller coaster type of life, but in it all, I am still standing and will continue to stand no matter what. I believe there is plenty of recycled material out there, so for me, I just want to share my direct thoughts and interpretation of what life has meant to me and how I have traveled my journey in this world. I stay in my lane and only write or talk about things that I actually know from firsthand experience. I hope that through my sharing of my perspectives, my life lessons, my life struggles, and most importantly, my growth, you can identify areas that you yourself can make better or simply get that validation that what you are doing is the right thing to do. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.